MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Gerrit Smit from Stonehage Fleming. He's UK Head of Equity Management there. Gerrit, appreciate the time. A note that came into my inbox earlier in the week. Why is it not realistic to expect to get a good business at a low valuation? I got to say, it made me sit up because I know I've been caught out by this before. Your argument is, I suppose, fairly simple, is you have to pay for quality. Quality of business, quality of management.
Exactly, Simon. And the issue is that quality gives you, in a way, more assurance and less risk. And obviously, we combine that also with better growth. If you put those three aspects together, clearly one has to be willing to pay more for that than in a offering that doesn't have that. And the issue investors often have is considering and perhaps an earnings multiple and make decisions on multiples rather than the detail of all of those. And if I may have the comment that most of my regrets in managing an equity portfolio is having underestimated the quality and along with that, the growth of a business, and then have not been, therefore, been willing to proverbially pay up for that. And one has to do proper homework to understand these issues and in a way consider more what we would call a PEG ratio than a PE multiple. And the PEG ratio is obviously the PE multiple divided by the medium-term growth or the compounded growth. That often helps to make a better decision.
I get your point, and I like the PEG ratio, absolutely. A PEG below one is on a nice growing business is a fantastic business. I like the point you make. It gives you more assurance and less risk, and in many senses, in the market, it's about managing risk, and risk comes in many different guises. And one of the best ways to manage out a risk is around that quality. And it then comes back to, we're going to pay more. And if we're constantly fixated on that stock looks expensive, particularly in a traditional PE, we miss out on stocks. I mean, my regrets are the shares I didn't buy because they looked expensive and they just carried on going up and up.
Yeah, exactly that. And the main issues for us to understand in the business is clearly the sustainability of that growth. Mm-hmm. And once you've got conviction of that, clearly that gives you the assurance that you have less risk in getting a proper return. But for us, there's four basic issues to consider the quality of the business. Mm-hmm. They're very logical, and often the trick is to have the discipline to stay with those very logic issues. And the first one is to understand the organic growth in that business with the longer term. Secondly, to understand the business culture on how they orientate themselves for sustainable growth. And obviously, I mean with that, you have to have conviction about the quality of that management team.
Yeah.
And the third one, and this is one of those big tests that give you that assurance, is that we confine ourselves to proven businesses that already have a good return on invested capital, have a good operating margin, and have got a strong balance sheet. But by implication, a proven business has less risk than an unproven one.
Yeah.
And then lastly, and kind of all builds up to this point, is you have to have good free cash flow in that business. And we all know free cash flow is all that we as shareholders can claim from a business, nothing else. And if there isn't good free cash flow, it's actually quite difficult to value that business. But clearly, if you combine these four aspects, that should give you the assurance to just the quality of a business.
I like that. And you preface it by saying there, in a sense, intuitive, although the struggle is always with ourselves and sticking to our knitting and staying with it. But you mentioned some stocks in the note you put out. It's Alphabet's, Amazon's, ASML and Microsoft. Those will be stocks my listeners know. Candence Design Systems and an insurance broker, Arthur J. Gallagher and Co. And certainly those tech stocks, the Alphabet's. I mean, Alphabet's had a phenomenal year. They've proven that they can do it. They've got the management team. They generate cash hand over fist.
Yeah, Absolutely. Those names are very dominant in this proverbial digital revolution that we're in, or some call it the fourth industrial revolution. And clearly, you need particular expertise in electronic engineering, and especially now with artificial intelligence, it is very capital intensive, apart from the particular expertise that you need. The question is whether your business is generating the free cash flow to cover that heavy capital expenditures. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, those type of businesses that we hold in the portfolio, we've worked out that over time, that their capital expenditure, after they've spent the capital expenditure, the free cash flow that remains is 1.5 times more than what the capital expenditure was.
Yeah.
And that's part of a proven business. It has that free cash flow. And along with that, also companies outside of the digital revolution, companies like L'Oreal and Visa. I mean, these are really global, well-proven, growing cash generative businesses that you just know the quality that you have in that, and that you've got less risk of being let down and not over time getting a reasonable return on them.
Yeah, and it comes back to the provenness of it. That brings me to my last question then. Is this then, I don't want to say the death of, but it puts a significant dent in the value investing theme, particularly in a low growth environment. If we're going to see a probably higher inflation than we've seen in the last decade or two, and I'm talking developed markets, and we've got that lower growth, suddenly these value stocks are perhaps less attractive because they can't grow. And then all they really offer us is dividend yield.
Yeah, exactly that. We are optimistic investors, but we're also very realistic. We have to look for the growth in a very dull global economic environment.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've referred to a few examples. But the real challenge that many so-called value stocks have is that they don't have that organic growth. They've got the cost of high inflation, but not the growth in, call it, the number of units that they sell. And then the investor hasn't got the conviction of getting the capital growth from that business. These value stocks have reasonable dividend yields, but that dividend is taxable. You also have to take that income tax rate off it. But clearly, you have more risk, in my view, on trying to find a good investment amongst those low growth, higher yielding stocks, because we haven't got the conviction of good economic growth providing the organic growth for them.
And you make a great point there. Of course, every year they throw a dividend at you. And then, of course, Treasury wants their slice of it and your growth is actually reduced as opposed to the capital compounding. We'll leave it there, Gerrit Smit. Stonehage Fleming, UK Head of Equity Management. Appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.